This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report spotlights the need to help vulnerable communities prepare for extreme heat. CPR's John Daly.
The group Healthy Air and Water Colorado surveyed residents of diverse neighborhoods like North Park Hill, Globeville, and Westwood. The study says a quarter of Black residents lack cooling in their homes, far more than white residents. Renters were 20% more likely to have no cooling than homeowners. 9 of the top 10 hottest summers in Denver have occurred since 2000. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver's health department has confirmed 3 recent cases of Mpox. 2 of them involved people who were vaccinated against the virus. Those breakthrough cases can happen, but the state's epidemiologist says vaccination is still the best way to protect against infection. Colorado's heavy snowfall this past winter won't stop a much-loved mountain endurance race. CPR's Dina Sieg says the Hard Rock 100 is on for July, despite the thick snow still blanketing the San Juans.
Up until recently, race organizers weren't sure whether the high-elevation course would be passable. But race director Dale Garland tells the Durango Herald they're now confident. The Hard Rock 100 starts and ends in Silverton and takes runners above 14,000 feet. It was canceled due to snow in 1995 and 2019. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
On Colorado highways, the State Patrol and local law enforcement are increasing DUI patrols through next week. More than 200 people across the state were arrested during Memorial Day weekend. This is CPR News.